Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of this podcast, and it has been a second. So, hi, how are you? I hope everyone is doing well. I don't remember the date of the last time that I made a podcast episode, but I do know that we're further into spring, closer to summer than we were back then. I think if you're in college, you're probably finishing up your finals at this point, and if you're in high school, April, okay, you still got a second April, but if I remember correctly, like once April, May hits, like the vibes are just different at school. The teachers are more relaxed. Like the warm weather just really brings out the best in everyone. And I think we're about there for sure. We are in the home stretch, you know, baseball season's here, right? Pretty sure. yeah, we're in the home stretch. Summer is coming. Warm weather is coming. So if you guys are, you know, feeling the effects of the winter, you're not alone, definitely. I will say though, like as someone who struggled a lot with seasonal depression back before I moved down to Florida, it's interesting because I mean, I don't get seasonal depression in the same way as I did, but it's still there. Like it's almost not even necessarily the weather. Like of course the weather plays a huge part, but it's almost just like the time of year. Like after Christmas, I almost always get in a funk right at the start of the new year. Almost always. And then in like end of summer, like August, September, October, I'm always like very energetic. I'm very like wanting to go out and meet people and whatever. And then December, I'm very like hibernation-y. Like I'm very like, I want to be in my bag. I want to be in my apartment. I want to cry. And then that kind of carries into the new year. And it's just interesting how like, even with warm weather, it's like you still have all the same ups and downs of the seasons. Also, I don't know how much you can hear of Augie chewing right now, but he's chewing on probably the loudest toy of all time, and it's like squeaking. Also, before we get into this episode, I just need to like bring attention because I feel like if I don't, I don't know. I feel like it sounds annoying. I have like a weird chest cold going on right now. I don't know why. It might be allergies, but if my voice is kind of gone or I sound sick, that would be why. But I'm gonna cut out all my throat clearing and coughing for the most part, so hopefully it won't be too bad for you guys. But I feel like every 30 seconds I'm like hacking up a lung. But I did miss you guys a lot. I've been gone for a while. I think it's probably been about a month since I posted a podcast episode, and if I'm being honest with you guys, like, I for sure fell into a rut. I think I briefly talked about this just over on YouTube a little bit, but I just felt like everyone had so much to say about my life and my choices, and so much to say about how I raise my dog and how I live my life and how I, like, what I share and what I don't share, and people taking one sliver of information and writing a novel. I give them an inch, they take a mile. Like, I just felt very out of control, and I felt like I didn't even know my life or myself. I only knew it through the eyes of other people, and I had like a little breakdown for a sec where I just didn't want to post anything. I didn't want to make YouTube videos. I didn't want to make my podcast. I didn't want to post on TikTok. I just didn't. And for a couple weeks, I was like pretty off of social media. I just like really wasn't on. I really wasn't posting much, and I just like needed a sec. And to be honest, like, that kind of just stressed me out more, just because this is my job, and I feel like being away from the chaos makes me like anxious about like what chaos I'm missing, or like, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like very bizarre. And I also know that every time I open up about feeling like this, I always get people that are like, you chose this, like, you choose to post on social media, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, of course, like, and I would choose it again and again, and I'm so incredibly grateful for it, and I love it, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Like, I absolutely love what I do. I love making videos for you guys. I love my podcast. I love having this community. I genuinely do. But at the same time, I am a human being, and yes, I am posting stuff online for everyone to critique and judge and have their opinion on, but that doesn't change the fact that I'm human, and it might still bother me sometimes when people have opinions about me. And just as like an example, people were being really nasty to me about how frequently I had been leaving Augie with a sitter, basically being like, why do you get a dog if you're just going to leave him with a sitter, like, blah, blah, blah. And I just got so frustrated and really let it bother me, because when I tell you guys, I did not leave my apartment for like 6 months after I got him, like just barely. I would be gone for like a couple hours tops, and the whole time I was worried about him. I was like not living my life. And of course, like, I had a puppy, like that's what you get when you have a puppy, and I loved it. Like, I love him and I loved doing it, but like, I'm just saying, it was very frustrating seeing people like critique me for traveling and whatnot, when all last year, like, I was really struggling, and I thought that I could never travel again, and I was going through a breakup, and I was dealing with the diagnosis of a chronic illness, and then I got a puppy, and so I couldn't leave. And so all last year, like, I was really just in a place of stillness. And this year I've had a lot of travel opportunities, and I love to travel. And you guys have to keep in mind, like, I also just got so frustrated because, I don't know why I'm going on a tangent about this, like, this is so irrelevant now, but just, this is just, like, an example, like, most people go to work 9 to 5, you know, and I don't. So I am with Augie, like, all of the time, like, 24/7, unless I go on a trip somewhere. And even, like, when I hang out with my friends, like, 9 times out of 10, they come to my apartment because they know I have Augie. And then for people to go online and say, like, oh, she doesn't care, like, she doesn't take care of her dog, she just leaves him with the sitter. It's just, like, things like that where it's, like, you don't, I guess I just realized, I was, like, these people, most of them, don't know me, and they don't know my life, and all they're doing is just making me feel bad about me, myself, and my life, and they don't even know 1% of my life. Like, I share a lot with you guys, but I think over the last few months, I've just really withdrawn and stopped sharing so much, because I felt like maybe I couldn't get picked apart as much if I didn't, but that's not even true. Like, I feel like people still will pick apart whatever I give them, and I would rather be as authentic and open and honest with you guys as possible. And it's not like I haven't been, but I've definitely just been keeping a lot more things personal. And I feel like because of that, I feel really disconnected from all of you. And I hate that. But at the same time, like, I do have things in my life and things that I'm growing towards and moving towards and working towards and things that are changing and whatnot. that I don't feel comfortable sharing online yet. And so I'm just in like a weird transitional period, like in my life. And I think because of that, adding like the fact that I do social media as my career, adding that into the picture just makes it all very like anxiety provoking for me. And I've just been a little bit down in the dumps lately. I'm not gonna lie. Like I've just been struggling. And I've talked about this a lot, or I guess not a lot, but here and there on YouTube. Like it's been a year. In 2 days, it'll be a year. When you guys listen to this, it'll already be a year since I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And I've just been struggling a lot with body image as my body gets to a healthy weight and more, which is okay. But I've been struggling with it as somebody who has struggled with body image and eating disorders and everything under the sun in that sense. It's hard. And it's hard seeing messages of people being like, hey, did you gain more weight than you lost while you were sick? Or people being like, you look so good, you gained so much weight. Things like that. Like, it's just like really hard to see. Even when they're nice comments, it's like, couldn't you just say I look good? You didn't have to say that I gained weight. And there's nothing wrong with gaining weight, but just as someone who has struggled in that realm of life, like it's just very triggering and very frustrating. And I don't know, I've just been really struggling to find the balance between what to share, what not to share, what to take to heart, what not to take to heart, all this stuff. And I've just been struggling. It's just, I don't know. Like, it's weird because nothing is really wrong in my life right now. Like, I think arguably everything's going really, really well. And I have a lot of exciting things in my life and things coming up. And I really don't have a reason to be sad and to be upset, but I am. And I don't know if it's just like the come down from the last year or really what, but I've just not been well. And if I'm being honest, I've been kind of isolating myself from friends. I've been really a lone wolf, and not even really wanting to share much with my friends. I feel like I'm a burden to everyone and anyone. And I think I girl bossed a bit too close to the sun, and I only trust myself with my thoughts and my emotions, and I don't want to let anyone in. It's really difficult for me. And I used to be an oversharer, I would say. But I have such a hard time letting people into my emotions, even my best friends. And I'll like touch the surface of it, and I just won't say much more. And the only person who can understand my emotions is me. And I feel like because of that, I've just like completely retracted myself from those around me. And that's just something I'm struggling with. I don't know. I've just been in a really strange place. And it's almost like it's like stuff that like I just like, normally I would go to you guys and I would vent, but I don't even know, like, I guess I just didn't feel comfortable even venting to my camera anymore. And I stopped going to therapy, and I don't journal. And honestly, like, I'm just in a really weird place. And that's okay. And I think that all of this has sort of led me to a place of wondering if where I'm at in life is serving me anymore. I think I've started to realize over the last few weeks that it's time for me to make some big life changes. It's time for me to switch things up. It's time for me to touch some damn grass. It's time for me to push myself from my comfort zone. And I feel like that can be applied in a lot of different ways, but it's time. Like, it's time to snap out of it and see what else is out there and not cocoon myself into the life that I have gotten comfortable in. And I'm not sure exactly what the change I mean, I have an idea of what the change means and everything. Nothing I'm comfortable sharing with you guys yet, but I just feel like change is here and banging on my door and begging me to make it. And so with that, I've just been thinking just a lot about change in general and like the signs that I had that I started to piece together and realize like it's time for a change. I'm ready for a change, everything like that. And so the other day I compiled a list of 10 signs that you're ready for change. And I figured it would be good to bring this to you guys because I think just this time of year, as like school years end and whatnot, people have a lot of choices to make, whether it be what college you want to go to, or whether it be if you want to change your major, or whether it be what job you want to do after you graduate, or if you're in high school still, maybe it's like, what do you want to start like thinking about for college, or, you know, I don't know. There's just like a lot of things I feel like this time of year that you have to think about. And I feel like May and June is really a time of like deciding what changes you want to be made within the next few months or like throughout the rest of the year. It's kind of like the time where you're, and I think it comes along with like spring coming, like new beginnings. It's like, okay, changes need to be made. Like you have to snap out of your winter mode. You have to really like figure out like, where do I want to redirect myself and my life over the next few months, over the next year or so. So like I said, I compiled a list of 10 signs that you are ready for change. And I feel like we could just go over them together. So we can just hop right in. All right, so the very first one that I have is you begin to feel like a robot. So this is sort of like every day feels the same. Nothing is exciting. You're just so stuck in your routine that you've created that you're not, like, you're no longer living your life. You're just going through the motions of what your life has become. And the thing about this is that at one point you created that routine because it's what you wanted. Like, it made you happy. It's what supported you at that point in time. But then one day you wake up and you're just kind of like, ugh, like, here we go again, doing the same thing over and over and over and over again. And if you guys are anything like me, you probably feel like you have to stick to that same routine, because if you don't, then you're being unproductive, or you're wasting your day away, or you're not going to be as fit or as successful or as happy. Or, you know, if you make changes to your routine, like, things in your life will automatically change for the worse. At least that's what I assume. But the thing is, like, a routine that served you at one point will not serve you forever. And forcing yourself to stay in that robotic, just robot routine, it's gonna drain you, and it's gonna take away from the time you spend actually living your life, not just going through the motions of life. You know, I feel like I've talked about that feeling, the feeling robotic, a lot. It's something that I struggle with just because I get in like chronic routines and I just end up like a robot. And so for me, when I start to feel that way, that's like a telltale sign that something in my life has got to change. Maybe it can be small. Maybe I need to start getting out of the house more. Maybe I need to start seeing friends more. Maybe I need to start journaling more. Maybe I need to start going on walks more. Whatever it is, usually that feeling insinuates some sort of change needs to happen. And that's usually like the first one that pops up for me. The second sign is your space feels heavy. And this is one that I'm really struggling with currently. I don't know. I've just been feeling like my space that I live in was curated for a version of me who was like deeply depressed and feeling very lost and alone and heartbroken, and who just needed a blank slate and a calming environment. And my apartment and my life that I'm living now was absolutely that. Like, I decorated my space in a way that felt relaxing and clean and free from everything, like just past experiences. And everything in my space is very much me, but it's very much an unhealed, sad, struggling version of me. And I don't know, I just feel as though my space right now is like just weighing me down and holding me back. And I feel like I'm just stuck surrounded by hardships that I've already lived and healed from, like lived through and healed from. And I've spent a lot of time traveling recently, as I mentioned, and I think a huge reason for that is because being in my apartment is just making me sad. Like, obviously, besides Augie, hi, sir. He just came up to me. Like, obviously, besides Augie, my apartment is just making me sad. Like, it just feels heavy and unwelcoming, and I don't know, it just doesn't feel like it's mine anymore, or it feels like an old version of me. Like, I just don't know how to explain it past that. This isn't the first time that I've felt like this. I felt very similar to this right before I moved to Florida 3 years ago. So it's a familiar feeling, and I think because it's familiar and I know what helped me in the past, it's sort of giving me an idea of maybe what I need now. And it's just seeming like for me, I'm past the point of changing up my routine. Like, I've changed up my routine enough. I'm starting to feel like I need bigger change. And I don't know, I'm trying to fit myself in a box that I've outgrown. So to me, that's just a sign something has gotta change. The next sign is you find yourself reminiscing on the past a lot. So this is sort of like a nostalgia takeover. And I feel like whenever I'm really bored of or tired of, or when I've outgrown a space, I find myself reflecting on the past a lot. And I think I talked about this recently, either on a podcast episode or in a vlog, I can't remember. But I found myself missing my life during this past August recently. And when I caught myself doing that, I was like, huh? Like, what? I was probably the saddest, most lost I had ever been in my entire life. I was miserable in so many ways. Like, this is like, I guess, trigger warning, but like, I didn't have a will to live most days. And yet I'm missing it. Like, how could that even be possible? And I started to realize that the reason I felt that way is because I was still living the same life as August me, and I was still doing the same motions, the same routine, but I'm not her anymore, and I'm not in the same place I was emotionally and mentally back then, and I'm living my life for her, not for me, and no wonder I'm missing her. I'm living a life that's a constant reminder of her, and that was made to support her. Like, everything in this apartment and all everything is just, it's just been me healing. And I feel like now that I've moved past that and I feel like I'm in a more healed place, in a like I've grown from where I was when I first moved into this apartment, I feel like I'm just like being shadowed by my past and the what was. Like, I feel like I can't grow anymore in this space. I just feel like I have outgrown it. Like, I miss who I was then, because I'm like continuously living a life for her, for that version of me, and like striving for her and living for her. And she doesn't exist anymore. So I'm constantly like living a life for someone who just isn't here. And it's an old version of me who's come and gone. No wonder I'm constantly like, oh, that. And like, it's just crazy to me. Like, it's just simply because I'm constantly surrounded by her in her space, but she's not here. Do I sound crazy? I feel like I sound crazy. But I just, that's just one that I thought of. Okay. The next one is you are chronically unsatisfied. So I feel like this could come in a lot of different shapes and sizes. It could be as simple as your favorite restaurants don't seem that good anymore, or your favorite malls aren't as exciting anymore, or your favorite bars aren't as fun anymore, your favorite parks aren't as pretty anymore, whatever it is for you. And it could also be that you're just always looking to change things about maybe how you decorated a place, just as like a shallow example, like you're just constantly trying to switch up your surroundings and you're constantly searching for something bigger and better. You're always sort of like wondering what if, what if, what if. And it's just kind of like everything that once was great is now just okay or not good at all. And like things just don't hit the same as they once did. You know, life just feels very dull. I feel like that's like a trending thing with all of these. Like things just feel dull. The next sign is you're having trouble relating to your friends. I think this is a tough one. And it's also something that I always find to be really saddening whenever it happens. Like it never really gets easier. But just as you can outgrow your space, you can outgrow people and relationships as well. And it doesn't mean that anyone necessarily did anything wrong. Maybe they did, but, or maybe you did, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. But, you know, suddenly people who used to have, like you used to have a lot of fun with or see a lot, start texting you less or start making less of an effort. Or maybe it's the other way around and you just don't enjoy your time with them as much anymore, or you're losing interest in wanting to keep up with the relationship. And I don't know, like, or for me, I'll start to feel like friendships or relationships in general, like in my life, just feel exhausting and they're not adding anything to me. They're just draining me. And I'll start to feel like it takes more work to keep up the friendship than I have in me. Or maybe I'll feel like I'm not really receiving anything good from the friendship. Not that relationships and friendships like need to be like giving to you all the time, but I feel like they need to be like scratching an itch, satisfying a need in whatever way that is. And I feel like when I am coming to a place of change where I need change, frequently for me, friends that I had made during a period of time, I just find that we're just not close anymore. And then I'm like, what happened? When, where, who, what, why? And it's just sort of like, there's not really a reason. And you just sort of grew apart. And to me, that's always a sign that I'm ready for a change. It's time for a change. The next one is you can't stop wondering what's next. So maybe you're like me and you're constantly like on Zillow looking around at different places. And it just feels kind of daunting. Like you don't know what's next, but you also know that next can't be the same as now. And this also might come maybe in the form of like comparison. Like if you're unhappy in your space and in your current life or whatever, because you've outgrown it, you might start looking at other people and other people's lives and wishing you had that. Or it's just like lots and lots of yearning. Instead of living in the present, you're like yearning for something else or someone else's life or this or that or this place or that apartment or this person, you know, just things like that. You're just very like, ooh, it's almost like you get the gimmies. Like you're like, gimme, gimme, gimme. I want this and I want that and I want that. I want everything I don't have. I wonder what, like, I just wonder what else, what else, what else. I wonder this and that. Like, it's just very like, you're living in the future rather than living in the present. This one's sort of like the opposite of like the stuck in nostalgia, you know? It's like the two ends of the spectrum. You're either living in the past or you're living in the future and you're never living in the present. That is a telltale sign that you are probably ready for change. The next one is, and this is kind of like an overarching theme of just all of these, but you just feel off. Something isn't right. You don't know why. You can't pinpoint it. You just feel drained or sad or mad or bored or frustrated. You just feel bleh. And I feel like this is exactly how I've been feeling lately. Like I just feel bleh. And I think this is different. And like, I think I should make a point that this is, in my opinion, probably different than if you're experiencing maybe the symptoms of like depression. Like to me, I don't feel like I'm depressed right now. I just feel off. Like it's not, I don't feel the same as I have in the past when I've been struggling with depression. So it's not feeling frustrated or sad or mad or drained in that way, but it's just like there. Like, it's just like, ugh. Like, I'm just like done. Like, I'm just done. I'm bored. I'm done. I've had my, like, I'm just done. I'm just, ugh. Get me out of this world, this life. That is how I feel. Like, something just feels off. I just want to break out in whatever way that looks like. I just want to do it. And sometimes you don't really know yet. And that's kind of how I feel. But I know I need to just break out. This next one is something that I sort of touched on in the beginning of the episode because I'm sort of doing it at the moment. But you begin to isolate. So this might be physical isolation, like you're not going out and seeing people or doing things, or this could be mental isolation where you put this sort of like mental block between you and those around you. I'm kind of doing both, but I sort of always physically isolate. I just spend a lot of time alone, but mentally isolating, I've been doing like severely as of recent. So it can look both ways at the same time too. It's kind of like you've checked out or you've already moved on into a new version of you or a new phase of life mentally. And your thoughts are just all consuming and repeating as you try to make sense of why everything feels off and dull and what you want next, or maybe even fantasizing about what you want next. It's just very like all consuming, taking over. You can't give anything to anyone else because you're so stuck in your own brain. You're so isolated within your own brain. The next one is your intuition is telling you that it's time to move on. I think this is another one that I've been feeling a lot lately. Like, I don't know how or why or who or what, but I just know it's time. It's time to change my surroundings, my scenery, and redefine myself. Like, it is just time. And again, this is something that just like can't really be explained beyond that. Like, I just know. You just know. It's just this like feeling within me that I personally always choose to listen to, because every time that I have listened to it, something really great ends up coming out of it. So as scary as it might be that you start feeling this way, in my opinion, it should never be ignored. And the very last sign is you feel the fire within you beginning to be ignited again. So this is sort of like, I feel like this has to come after you like recognize your intuition is telling you to move on and to grow and to change. You feel bored and down and robotic, but you want to feel excited again. Like, you are craving the feeling of being motivated and refreshed and happy, and you are craving new and different and comfortable. You are craving new and different and uncomfortable. You are just ready to grow and to change, literally in whatever way that means for you. You are ready. Maybe it's as small as changing up your daily routine, or maybe it's something a little bit bigger, like changing your job or switching majors or switching colleges, or maybe it's moving to a new state or a new city, new apartment. Maybe it's time to buy a house. Maybe you're, you know, in a place where you're ready to have kids. Maybe it's time to have kids. Whatever the change is, I feel like there are signs you can look out for in your life that tell you that you are ready. And I think change is just always so scary. Like, everyone likes to stay in their comfort zone. Everyone also likes the outcomes of change, but most people don't like the actual change. It's uncomfortable, it's scary, it's unknown, and change is just, it's a lot. No matter how small of a change it is, it's always a lot. You always wonder the what ifs, good, the bad, like you just wonder what will happen if you make the change. And I think a lot of times what happens is you get comfortable and you're like, this is fine. Like, this is fine, but there could be better. And me personally, I just refuse to let life pass me by wondering what else is out there and what my life could have looked like if I did this or that. And I also feel like whenever you're comfortable with something, you can always go back. I mean, I guess there's like some situations where you can't, like maybe if you leave a job, like you can't necessarily go back to that job. So I guess there are sometimes things where you can't go back. But in most cases, like take like moving to a new city for an example. If you move to a new city and you hate it, like you can always move back to the other city that you knew you liked and that you were comfortable in. Like I could move back home to New Hampshire, to Southern New Hampshire, like I never left. And like, if that's what I wanted in my life, which I guarantee you I do not, but if I did, like I could do that. And I still went and lived in Florida for 3 years. And then I decided to move back home because like, that's what I decided is where I was most comfortable. That's not the case. I guarantee you that. But like, that's just an example. You can always move back. You can always have what you used to have, almost always, I guess I should say. So I just feel like in almost all cases, why not see what else is out there? Why not try something new? Take like workout for example, like take workout classes. Maybe you always just work out at your apartment gym and you really want to incorporate spin into your life, but you're worried that like maybe you really, this is I guess just kind of shallow and surface level, but maybe you really like the physique you get from working out, but you're curious about cycling and you've always wanted to try it, but you feel like if you start to cycle, maybe your muscle mass will go down because you're doing so much more cardio, whatever it is. Like you can always stop going to cycling and go back to just going to the gym all the time. So why not just throw cycling into your routine and see what happens? That's just another small example, but I just feel like change, especially like if you're anything like me, like change is scary as fuck. Like I hate change, but change is what brings about growth. Like you cannot grow without change, and you will never know how good something can be or how good your life can be or what opportunities are waiting for you on the other side of change and growth. And so I think because of that, if you are feeling like you want or need a change, you need to listen to yourself, and while you're feeling it, take it and run with it. Because I think also it'll fade. Like you'll just be like, oh, well, this is my life. All right. And then you'll just accept it and you'll never make the change. But I think when you feel inspired to do so, listen to yourself. Like listen to what you want deep down and follow it and make whatever changes need to be made in order for you to see what else is out there and see what other opportunities lie on the other side of that change. And those are the signs that I have for you guys that I came up with. I really hope that you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I hope that whenever you guys are listening that you're having a nice day. I hope you feel inspired to make changes in your life in whatever way that looks like for you. And also, before I go, make sure that you guys are following me on all of my other social media. It is always in the description of the episodes, but it's just at Soph Mosca on everything besides Snapchat is SOPHERRR. And I post a lot on Snapchat nowadays. So like, I think that's the platform, honestly, that I post the most on. So if you guys want to keep up with my life, I sort of do like, I don't really post videos that often, but I sort of just like go through my day through pictures. Like I kind of vlog through pictures, and I feel like show my sense of humor over there a lot more than I do on other platforms. I don't know why. I just do. Maybe because it's like a new platform, and it's also not something where I feel like I have to like be aesthetic. So I like show my personality more. I don't know. But anyways, make sure you guys are following me on everything because I want to see you on all the platforms. But I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And I will talk to you guys so super soon in the next one. Bye.